Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert. I decided to do this Q box today based upon a comment that I received from a prospect who was on my newsletter. They unsubscribed from my newsletter. And I've actually been holding on to this for probably about a month or 2 months, and I've been really busy. I really just didn't have the time to devote to it, but I decided to do it today. But the title of this recording is I'd Rather Be a Maniac. I'm going to read this comment to you. I actually printed this out. This is what a prospect wrote to me after unsubscribing from my newsletter. The comment was this: I want to be rich, but I have to start smaller than $1,400. I know, a poor man's excuse. But when you ain't got it, you ain't got it. It's that simple. And a poor man doesn't have a bunch of rich family members or rich friends to loan the money from. Some will say if you want to be rich bad enough, you'd get the $1,400 any way you have to. Well, that's right to some extent. But when a 12-hour day job gets in the way, you don't have the time to go out and prostitute for the money or rob a bank or something. He was real creative with that. No, I just don't have the money. And I'm not going to turn into a maniac trying to raise the money just because I want to be rich. Actually, that end sentence there, that end statement is what inspired me to write this newsletter that you're reading today and also to do this Q box. This statement here, I'm going to break down this letter to you. This last statement saying, you know, no, I just don't have the money. Obviously, this person has just given up. They have erased any possibility that they could come across $1,400. More than likely, they never even took themselves serious enough to get a pen and pad out and write down various different ways that if they really, really wanted to come up with that money, how could they do it? Obviously, they never did that. The second thing is, he says, and I'm not going to turn into a maniac trying to raise the money just because I want to be rich. Obviously, this is someone who is not willing to do what it takes to get wealthy. I mean, you've read in my newsletter, the reasonable man is the one that tries to adapt himself to the world. The unreasonable one, that's me. I'm unreasonable. I'm a maniac. The unreasonable maniac is the one that makes the world adapt to himself, not the other way around. See, I've been there already. I've done that. I tried to be reasonable, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when people were telling me, yeah, you know, what you do is you go to elementary school, okay, for 8 years, right? Then you go to high school for 4 years. Then you go to college for another 4 years. And then you work in corporate America and just get a job and you'll be safe and everything will be okay. And just keep your nose clean and keep your head down. And, you know, then you'll get a promotion at your job and you'll make a little bit more money and you'll be safe. You know, that's the reasonable thing to do. You know, it's really unreasonable to think that you can become this multimillionaire. It's really unreasonable to think that you can inspire millions of people through the power of the internet and make all this money. You know, that's just not reasonable. But see, when I listened to all of that, it got me broke. It got me on welfare. It got me working more than 70 hours a week, and I still couldn't pay the bills. So I had to become that maniac. I had to start thinking unreasonably. You know, unreasonable people are the ones who make $1 billion. Reasonable people don't, because they take everything for the status quo. If the status quo says you can't do it, then you just can't do it. You know, it was unreasonable to think that back in the day when Bill Gates, you know, was some geek that nobody wanted to listen to, but he had the power to anticipate. He had the power to anticipate that more than 90% of the world would be using personal computers, right? He said, hey, nobody's going to listen to me, so why don't I give this technology to IBM and let them market it, and then I'll become the richest man in the world. It was unreasonable for him to think that, but what actually happened? He's the richest man in the world, and more than 90% of the world is using his technology. It's called Windows through personal computers. So, you know, if I had to make the choice from just settling and being mediocre and being reasonable, I'd rather be a millionaire maniac or a billionaire maniac. I'd rather be that person. Just going back into these comments again. This is coming from a guy named Michael. I hope you're listening to this, Michael. Maybe you got back on my newsletter. Maybe you're listening to my chew box right now. Maybe you saved the number. I hope you did. Or maybe someone's telling you about this right now. But it says, I want to be rich, but I have to start smaller than $1,400. Let's talk about that for a minute. Why is it that we have bunches and bunches of people who say that they want to be rich, they want to be wealthy, they want to make all of this money, but they don't want to put out any money? They think they're going to spend $20 or $25 and that millions of dollars are going to fall out the sky. Why do we have that? Answer that question. See, think about that for a minute. Why do we have that? It's because we have a lot of garbage in the industry where, you know, people are telling other people, hey, just join for free and, you know, you're going to get 12 checks and 12 downlines. You're going to make $1 million in 4 months and, you know, we're going to do all the work for you and you don't have to do anything and we'll mail out all the packages and we'll talk to people for you. That's not even a business. It's not a business. That's a handout, and it's a handout that you're never going to see. Tell me, who do you know? Who do you know has documented proof that they've ever done that and made millions of dollars? Doesn't work, okay? But this person is saying, I want to be rich, but I got to start smaller than $1,400. Listen, anywhere you go and you can put out $1,400 and be in a six-figure income bracket in 6 months, that's extraordinary. $1,400 is nothing to achieve something like that. Then he goes on to say, I know a poor man's excuse, but when you ain't got it, you ain't got it. That's not the truth. Hey, more than 10 years ago, I was on welfare, sleeping on my mother-in-law's living room floor. I didn't have it, but guess what? I knew it took money to make something happen. I didn't call up people when I saw them in a magazine and said, hey, can you just let me in for free, you know, because I'm having problems right now. So can you just send me some money? You know, can you just let me join for free? Can you just, you know, create $1 million downline for me, create $1 million check? Because, you know, I'm just having – so what? A lot of people are having problems. What makes me so special that someone needs to single me out and just hand me money? You know, he goes on to say, you know, it's that simple. And a poor man doesn't have a bunch of rich family members or rich friends to loan the money from. So what? If you don't have a bunch of people that you can go to get the money from, even though I don't believe that, because here's the reality. You should be even more on your job of trying to make something happen. If you're hanging around a bunch of people who you claim to be are your friends and family, and you're telling me that no one can loan you $100, you don't have 14 friends that you can get $100 a piece from. You don't have 14 friends. You don't have 14 friends that even trust you enough to borrow $100 from. You don't have 14 family members who love you enough to give you $100 a piece. I don't believe that. You will not get me to believe that. I don't. You may be able to get someone else to believe that who has that same kind of thinking that you do, but I just don't believe that. Hey, I borrowed from family members, you know. I borrowed from friends. I sold things that I had that was not producing any money for me. I did what I had to do to make things happen. He goes on to say, some will say if you want to be rich bad enough, you get the $1,400 any way you have to. Well, that's right to some extent. There is no such thing as some extent. It's no such thing as that. You push, and you push until it starts pushing back. And when it starts pushing back, you push some damn more. There's no such thing as to some extent. You either want it to happen or you don't. You want it to happen or you want to keep complaining about it not happening. Which one are you going to do? He goes on to say, but when a 12-hour job gets in the way, blah, 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 you don't have time to go out and prostitute for the money or rob a bank or something. I mean, come on. A 12-hour job? I was working more than 70 hours a week. You think you got a sob story? You want to try to compete with me? You think you have a sob story? You know what? I talk to people who call me up with sob stories, and these are people who have two incomes in one household, okay, and they're sleeping on a soft bed at night, okay? There was no two incomes in one household for me. I got evicted twice, okay? Me and my wife and my son was sleeping on the floor. No income. And you want to compete with me. I turned my situation around, and now paying bills is a joke. But you're still out there chasing money. You're still out there chasing money to pay your bills at the first of the month. So listen, I got to say again, if I had to make a decision, if I had to make a choice, I'd rather be a maniac than to just settle and to just be mediocre and to just keep making excuses as to why I can't make something happen, you know, because the reality is this. The unreasonable one, man or woman, they are the ones who make the world go round. The unreasonable ones are the ones that you pay money to. It's the reason why you buy from Walmart. It's the reason why you buy an Apple computer, okay? It's the reason why you spend money right now with those millionaires around holiday time. It's the reason why you are standing in line with your checkbook and with your credit card handing money over to all those unreasonable millionaires who didn't listen to people who say, you can't have the biggest department store. You can't make the greatest computers. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't make an MP3 player that's as slim as a credit card because it's unreasonable to think you can do something like that. But those unreasonable people are why you are standing in line right now with your checkbook and your credit card and you're handing over money. So, again, I'd rather be a maniac. This is Q, the cash gifting expert. Take care.